Welcome back to the Microcom Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Rob Walling, and this week we look at four big SaaS UX mistakes beginners always make. This is a really well put together video on our YouTube channel. It's hosted by our very own Tracy Osborne. And if you'd love to see the amazing visuals, because as she talks through these points, she highlights things on the screen, and it just adds a lot to this YouTube video. You can head to microconf.com/YouTube or just click the link in the show notes to go directly to the video. And if you're listening to this and you haven't purchased my book, The SaaS Playbook, Build a Multi-Million Dollar Startup Without Venture Capital, I'd encourage you to go check it out. It's exactly up your alley in terms of the topics and the content that you hear discussed both on this podcast and on our YouTube channel and Startups for the Rest of Us. You can buy the SaaS Playbook on Amazon, on Audible, on Apple iBooks, or head to saasplaybook.com to buy it directly from me. And don't give Audible the 70% commission. You believe that? An audiobook that I wrote, that I own the copyright to, and that I produced. I recorded it. I paid to edit it. You upload it to Audible, and I get 30% of the proceeds. So it's pretty preposterous. But if you want to buy the audiobook or the PDF directly from me, head to saasplaybook.com. If one of the other formats, paperback, Kindle, or Audible works, that's great too. The book has sold more than 21,000 copies, which puts it on a great pace to, frankly, catch and surpass Start Small, Stay Small, my first book and most popular book here in the next couple months. That's saasplaybook.com or search the SaaS Playbook anywhere greater books are sold. Before we dive into that, I want to let you know it's your last chance to get tickets to MicroConf Atlanta. The event is April 21st through the 23rd. Speakers include Rand Fishkin from SparkToro, Asia Aranjo from Demand Maven, Steven Steers, myself, and Dr. Sherry Walling. It's going to be hosted and emceed by me and Leanna Patch of Punchline Copy. I'm also going to be doing a fireside chat with Ben Chestnut, the co-founder of MailChimp. He does not do very many public appearances, and so I'm very excited to host him at MicroConf this year. Microconf.com/US if you're interested in grabbing tickets. Again, tickets are going to sell out soon, so if you're thinking about joining me and about 225 of your closest Bootstrap founder friends, head to microconf.com/US. And with that, let's dive into four big SaaS UX mistakes.
In working with hundreds of startups at TinySeed, I've noticed a pattern. Their SaaS apps will have great conversions with their sales funnels, but their monthly churn stops them from gaining real traction, so they don't see the grow at the rate they ought to. So I sat down with a few and I started looking at their apps, and I discovered that quite simply, their user experience was rough. In this video, I'm going to show you the four user experience mistakes, otherwise known as UX, that I often see in early stage SaaS and the ways you can fix each of them. And if you stick around to the end, I'll give you the one key to finding out which parts of your app are frustrating your customer. Before we dive into the four mistakes, I think it's worth distinguishing the difference between user experience and user interface design. Simply, your user interface is how your app looks, and your user experience is how your app works. They often go hand in hand, as your interface is going to dictate how your app works, but the user experience is specifically working on the steps your customer is using to go through your app and making that experience better. All right, let's dive in. Mistake number one, delaying customer activation. You want to help any brand new customer feel successful with your product as fast as possible. And the two ways you can screw this up is by either having no onboarding, just throwing your customer straight into the product without any help, or having too many onboarding steps, which can add friction into the process. Identify the simplest thing that your customer could do to use your product and so they can feel successful and have simple onboarding when they use the product for the first time to guide them to that activation moment. For example, if your app requires someone to add information first so it can be useful, like customer information and addresses, you want to guide folks to that step. You want your customers to sign into your app, log into their dashboard, and think, what am I supposed to do here? If they think that, they're far more likely to churn. You can use things like a progress bar, welcome messages, product tours, and tooltips, but again, you can overdo this. Make sure the steps aren't too complicated. Think to yourself, what are the minimum things that you can do to help your customer feel some sort of success and usefulness from your app? An emphasis on minimum. We don't want our customers to feel like they have 1,000 steps to do, as it'll also increase churn since your customers will be just overwhelmed. So to fix this, create a customer activation strategy. Identify the minimum effort needed by your customer to feel successful and use that to create helpful onboarding that your customer will see when they enter the app. This leads to my next user experience mistake. Your app lacks clarity. Once your customer is in and activated and you have them doing that one thing you want them to do, then you want to make sure your customer can continue to use your app. I've worked with so many founders who have a really great app with a ton of features. But if those features are all equally shown, it can be overwhelming. Yes, your app can do this, and it can do this, and it can do this, but maybe only 10% of your users use a certain feature. For the other 90%, that feature is useless and is cluttering things up. Can you simplify your interface to hide that feature for most customers, but still have it be found and used by those who need it? You want to clarify the purpose of your app, not complicate it. While it's tempting to show everything your app can do, an overcrowded UI will be overwhelming. So prioritize and highlight the most essential features. A good amount of your time, or the time of your designer, should be spent on figuring out how to add visual hierarchy to your app. So the things that are used by the most folks are prominently shown, and the things that are used by power users are perhaps less prominently shown, but still findable. This might look like sections, some that are shown by default and some that are collapsed. Or maybe a setting that power users can toggle to show more advanced features. In essence, prioritize showing things that are used most often and find clever ways to move advanced features to their own section so folks don't get overwhelmed by options. A cleaner app is easier to use. And that leads to my next user experience mistake. You've created ways to move information around your app, but in doing that, you have broken established user experience patterns. We all know that websites have certain patterns that we're used to. You know, logo in the top left, navigation in the top right, maybe a sidebar going along the side. If you want to be different and move information to a place where people don't expect it, like navigation in a floating section that adheres to the bottom of the page rather than the top, you should expect that folks will not see it and will not use it. So when you're looking to move features around, perhaps doing some clever hiding of advanced features to simplify your interface, look at what other people are doing. Look at your competitor, look at other apps, look at things that are similar to yours. See what they're doing and don't reinvent the wheel. Copy good user experience patterns. While innovation is good, stick to established design patterns in the SaaS world that users are familiar with. You will hinder usability and likely increase your churn if you stray too far from these established patterns without a very good reason. Last but not least, the biggest mistake I see that SaaS founders make is not taking in or ignoring feedback from their users. You are the expert in your app. You know where everything is and you know how to do everything. Your customers, especially brand new customers, do not. Collect their feedback. Track user experience issues. Watch someone use your app. All this will give you valuable insight into how people are using your app. It'll probably surprise you, and it'll help you break out of the pre-established notions and help you build a better working product. Look at your support requests. Are people complaining they can't find a very important feature? This might be because there's too many options in their way and you have to clarify the interface to make the feature easier to find. Are people signing up, doing nothing, and then canceling their account? You probably need to work on your activation and help your customers through the interface find what they need and maybe add like a product tour or tooltips. At the very least, save your emails with user experience feedback so that you can track how many times an issue comes up. So let's talk about unlocking your customer frustrations with usability tests. This can be really simple. If you have a chance to be with a customer in person, ask them to sign up, and while going through onboarding and using your app, have them speak out loud their thoughts and experiences. Leave your ego at the door. Don't say anything. Don't guide or influence them in any way or defend your decisions. You need to have uninfluenced data to know where your problems are. You could probably do this over Zoom or maybe have a customer do a Loom recording for you, but I would recommend to do this in person if possible so you can watch their cursor, see where their eyes are going, and get a feel for their body language as they're using your app. Do a few of these, and after a few, patterns will show up. Maybe everyone struggles when they get to your settings page and they don't know how to change something. Maybe they have a confusing moment after they upload customer information and they have to think about what to do next. Maybe that's a place where your app can guide them along to the next step in the process. To wrap it all up, all the hard work you put in to build your app and draw customers in with sales and marketing is useless if your product is hard to use. You can make your product easier to understand by simplifying your interface, by not overwhelming your customers with features, making sure that your new customers feel successful and by guiding them through their first experience with your app and creating that activation goal, by using established user experience patterns so folks more naturally know how to find things, and above all, watching people use your app so you can truly see how people use it without your own biases as the creator.